just keeps running.
Bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. We running with the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Running. Do you feel like you've been running for the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, we have started back to school, and that means everything else coming along with it. Your calendar gets so full.
Speaking of calendar, you know, this may be a good time to look at getting the family organized. Whether we have kids that are going back to school or whether we're just trying to stop feeling like we're running around in circles.
Right, which can happen easily.
It does happen.
And it can be really all good things.
Yes, yes.
But you can't do it all.
You can't do it all, and you can't remember it all.
Well, that may be
so
the
we're going to talk about some suggestions for things that people can do. Now, some of this, we're going to admit, it may be a little over the top from the organization standpoint.
Right.
Okay? But just hear us out, and there may be some things you can pick and choose.
Exactly. Do what works for you.
Okay, Sarah. Do you have a family command center? Now, let me tell you what this is.
Okay, that's intimidating.
Well, let me tell you what it is. It is something that is posted where the whole family can see it. And it basically tells you everything that's going on in your family's life.
No, we do not.
This week or month.
No.
It's telling you about doctor appointments. It's telling you about sporting events that you're going to have to go to. It's telling you that school's dismissing early for this reason or that. It's birthday parties that you have to go to.
You're making me feel overwhelmed right
now. Well, no. This is posted so that everybody knows what's going on. Do you have a command center?
I do not. I just have like my big calendar that has all of that in it that I carry around with me, but it's nothing posted. No.
So how do you communicate with your family that we have this? Let me guess, you have a group text.
No, because both my kids don't have a phone.
Okay, so how are you getting the word
out? We just talk every morning. We say, this is what today is.
You actually talk?
Yes.
I think we do this so we don't have to talk to everybody. Check the board.
There you go. That's true. Well, no, and we just talk about either the night before or the morning, like, okay, so-and-so's got a game here. This one's got to stay after. I've got to work late tonight. Dad's on call. We just talk about it.
Okay. All right.
And it works for us.
And
it works. I'm not against this command center thing, but like, you know, our system looks a little different, but I guess in a sense I do have one in my master calendar I carry around with me.
It's in your head and in your calendar,
yes,
but maybe not where everybody can see it.
Right.
And just FYI,
good idea.
These ideas, some of them came from Practical Perfection. So we just want to kind of say, you know, we're looking at Practical Perfection, which it sounds like Sarah does not have. Okay, so let's go back to this. We don't have a command center either. We never did. You know, I was a basketball mom once upon a time, and, you know, we had a little wallet copy of the basketball schedule.
Right.
I translated that into my calendar so that I would have it, but a lot of it was discussion.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever posted. If school was going to be half a day, by the way, you guys don't go to school Friday or whatever.
Yeah. Kind of like us. We talked about it.
Yeah.
But I do see the benefit of having something hung up, because, like, what if I'm out of town for work for a couple days? I don't have to just, hey, remind everybody. They know automatically.
They already see it. Now, so you have in your calendar, is it color-coded by child and by person?
Oh, no.
That's another idea.
But,
so,
hey, if that's you,
yes,
rock on.
If you're going to post this for everybody, say that you've got a daughter and she's 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And she's only concerned with when her
with
practices
herself.
Are. She's only concerned with herself. Imagine a 13-year-old girl only concerned with herself. But when she looks, she's looking for her light blue highlight.
No, I can see the benefit of this, honestly, because then, like you're saying, each person can go and see, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
I have that. You know, or if my husband's trying to help, like, hey, I need you to get so-and-so. Well, he could go find, oh, it's Tuesday, light blue. Okay.
Yeah, I can see Josh doing that.
Yeah, he would be like, just text
me.
But
really?
I can see the benefit of it if people would use it.
Maybe not so much if you just have, like, one kid or maybe even two. But if you had several children, that might be helpful, and it would help them to just kind of zero in on what they have to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or even if you made it a chore chart, your color, this is what you do.
Yeah. Okay, so let's come down a little bit. Let's talk about the bathroom. Because, you know, we all have to use the bathroom, and sometimes we have to be different places at different times.
Yeah.
And so, do you have a bathroom schedule?
You know, at first I would say no,
mm-hmm.
but the more I think about it, we do have an unwritten
not posted.
No. But we have a way, we have a schedule. Like, okay, I get up at this time and do this, and then so-and-so gets up next, and then the kids, I know which one gets up first, who's showering at night, who's showering in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have an unwritten bathroom schedule for our busy mornings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm the early bird, so I'm going to be the first one up getting ready. And so I'm moving out of the way. And so then, you know, my husband can do what he needs to do. And so ours is definitely unwritten. It's just kind of the way that we do things.
Yeah. But if you get off, like, not too long ago, I don't know what I did, but I woke my husband up like 5 minutes late. And it, like, threw the whole schedule
off. Oh.
I know. And I didn't even, like, I was like, I told him, I was like, I don't even know what took me longer.
Yes, yes.
But it did. Even just those 5 minutes. But, you know, nobody was mad at anybody, but it was like, dang, I feel like we're rushing.
So. Yeah, and this doesn't even have to be a family. Roommates, know, would benefit from having a bathroom schedule. I mean, just, you know, you and I, we've shared rooms traveling on the road.
Yeah.
And we discuss, okay, what time do we have to be there? Okay, that means one of us has to get up at this time, and the other one has to be done with the bathroom by this time. Because, you know, we have to work it out.
You've got to talk about it, or you're both going to be standing there.
You're
trying
both
going to
be, yes,
the
at the same time. So, bathroom schedule is important to have.
I think about my, you know, college kids are going to be having to share. I remember, like, there was 3 of us that shared one bathroom.
4 of us.
Yeah. So, you had to talk about that.
Yeah. We should have talked probably a little more thoroughly. But
you know, your class schedules and all that are you got to figure it out.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the laundry room, because everybody's going to have dirty clothes. I don't like to, but we need to, because everybody's going to have dirty clothes. Now, here's what I once did. Now, I've fallen off from doing this, I'll just tell you. We had assigned laundry days in my house.
Okay.
So everybody knew what days of the week they were doing laundry. And then the other days were reserved for towels and sheets.
Uh-huh.
This is how organized. I used to be this woman.
Wow. I've never been that woman.
And it was posted.
I'm proud of you.
It was posted back then. Now it's a free-for-all, and I don't even want to talk about it. But this is a place where organization does help.
No, it does. I don't have, days, because I generally do laundry every day. Mm-hmm. But I do try to separate into colors and, you know, things that need to be hand washed and that kind of stuff. Now, if I could get my family on board with that instead of just throwing it on top of the sorted piles, that would be great.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I organize my laundry. But I do try to do it every day just because there's 4 of us, work clothes, and then people come home and change, or we have sports.
Right.
It's a lot of laundry if I don't do it regularly.
It is. And I think that knowing what day that everybody's going to have their laundry done, it helps people to plan what they're going to wear a little better. You know, because you know, okay, I'm not supposed to do laundry again until this day. So I need to really, you know, kind of.
Yeah, or if you're working and you have a uniform or whatever, you know, you need to make sure that you have enough clean to get you through.
Now, I mean, it's not a hard and fast. I mean, if there's some tragedy happens and you need
can't
these pants.
Use the laundry.
No, we can make exceptions, but that laundry schedule was very helpful, and I hate that we let that go, because it was really making a difference.
Yeah, well, and everybody just knows. You don't even have to really talk about it.
Yeah, it was posted. So, all right, cleaning schedule. Uh-huh. Now, I know you have one of these. You know what you're going to clean on Monday and Wednesday.
You said that sarcastically, right?
No, I'm being serious, because, you know, in order for us to... And one of my friends that I've had for many, many years, I remember we were both single, and we said we were tired of spending all day Saturday cleaning.
Amen.
So we started out this project that we were going to pick up during the week. You know, we were going to do something Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Saturday, we could just kind of relax and enjoy, go out if we wanted to, whatever. That was fun for a few weeks.
Oh, a few weeks.
It was. It was fun for a few weeks. And why can't we do that now?
I don't know, but it does help. I mean, if you spend a little time every day, that adds up to like 4 or 5 hours of cleaning.
Ooh,
by the time Saturday rolls around. And you're right, like, whatever your Saturday is, like, you want to be able to chill and relax.
So I just thought about that.
I don't know, we just, like, my kids have some chores they do as needed, like in the kitchen with they're in charge of the dishes, so mm-hmm. washing them, putting them away, that kind of stuff, like taking out the trash.
Now, do you have to remind them to do this?
Of course.
Okay, you have to remind them.
But they do it.
So if you posted it, would they yeah. see you, it?
Like in the summertime, I would leave like a list on the island mm-hmm. like before I get home. I don't care if you started at 4 o'clock, but before I get home.
Oh, that's old school. You're yes. leaving a list. I'm You're not sending school. Out the... See, now, I'm notorious for... He's an adult now. But he still gets group text messages yeah. because he still lives in my house. So, yeah, I don't leave notes, but I will send out a group text.
I'm on my way. This better be done. Yeah. So, those things, like, we have kind of more, maybe not assigned days, but, like, as needed. Like, when we see this needs to be done, mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's talk about the meal planning calendar. Okay. Because this takes a lot of stress off. What are we going to eat? What's for dinner? Yes. What's for dinner? If we can meal plan, which helps our budget, relieve some of our stress, but not only plan it and have it in our heads, but post it for yeah, the family to see.
To see it.
That would eliminate a lot of wondering what we're going to have, a lot of questions. Mm. And if you have older children and you're going to do a kind of your own type of day, nobody's cooking today, mm-hmm. grab a sandwich type of day, this can also be included on the meal calendar.
Right.
Now, like if you've got little 3 and 4 year olds, you can't have a fend for yourself day. But right. but if they're older, you can.
Yeah. Or even if you don't have kids, it's mm-hmm. still important to meal plan.
Yes.
Because how many times have we all just keep opening the refrigerator thinking something magically is going to appear?
You'll open it and then you'll walk away. Yeah. And then 10 minutes later, you open it again. Still the same
still
stuff.
Still the same. Yeah. So if you meal plan, no matter if it's 1 or 10 in your house,
yeah.
you know what to expect. The guessing game's out. You go to the grocery. You've got what you need, you yeah. know. And then if it doesn't work out for you to have that, you've got other options.
Yes, you do. So the meal planning calendar, I think of all of these, that this is like one of the best yeah. ones to post. Because it not only lets the family know, but it kind of reminds you of what's going on.
Well, and that's like having kids. Mm-hmm. That's the first, when I walk through the door, what's for supper tonight? What's yeah. for supper tonight? I don't know.
It's like, I want to do that too. I want to answer to that
y'all don't
too.
Have it done already?
Did you have an issue with some of the things that you were planning to use in your meal getting eaten before
that meal. Literally happened very recently. Because I had planned for spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I could not find A, noodles, or B, sauce. I was like, who? I mean, I don't care that you people are using this, but you're right, though. That's where a meal planning thing would come in
yeah.
handy, because they could check that. If that's yeah. the last thing, then mom might need this.
Right, yeah. So, just some things to think about. All of this is an effort to kind of reduce the stress. Not trying to stress you out by making you make all these schedules yeah. and highlight them in different colors.
Right.
But just finding ways that we can get more organized at home
yeah.
kind of takes some of the stress off. And one thing that takes stress off is to keep some extras of some toiletries. And the one thing that
yeah.
I get asked very frequently, do you have an extra toothbrush? All the time.
Sam, I do that. I keep extra toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm. I get asked that question a lot. Mm-hmm. But just having, like, making sure you have toilet paper
yeah.
and keeping the things stocked that your family uses.
Yes.
So you're there's right. not a crisis.
Toilet paper, paper towels, or like yeah. whatever their bathroom needs are. Mm-hmm. I try to keep ahead.
Yeah.
Because usually when do they tell me? Like they've just
when
used
it
all
it.
Up
exactly.
and there's none left. So.
Or they bounce in after the shower. You got any deodorant? You know, that type
right.
of thing. So mm-hmm. we just need to try to prevent as many of those happenings as we can
exactly.
and reduce some of the stress. Because guess what? The school year's just now getting started.
That's right.
We got a long ways to go, people.
And anytime any of us can gain back a little time in our lives is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So
thank you all for listening. Hopefully you got some tips for some practical perfection. Hopefully Sarah is going to do better with this as well.
Yeah.
And in the words of Bob Marley, I wonder how organized, I don't know if he did all these charts and lists and things.
I would imagine not.
He was a little too laid back to do all of that.
Yes.
But he would still want you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Get organized.